Audacity. Who gave you attitude? Prime Minister Mia Mottley steps up her lobbying for vaccine production in Barbados. That and more in today's edition of the Caribbean News Roundup, coming right up. Prime Minister Mia Mottley is lobbying for vaccine production in Barbados. Her position comes after repeated calls for global equity and the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. Prime Minister Mottley's statement on the matter was made at a news conference, as reported by Barbados Today.
We are at a point where the pandemic will finish when we decide as a people globally that it must finish. And until such time, we will continue to have persons being affected by it, and we are in the race against further mutations and variants that may well be worse than what we see in Delta, which is bad enough. We can only ask that all of our actions move to a point of vaccine equity. And we can only ask that there also be an urgency about identifying locations such as ours and others in other parts of the world to become locations for the manufacturing and or bottling of vaccines, so as to ensure a more ready capacity to distribute to those most in need.
The Philip JPL Labour Party administration is about to provide assistance to St. Lucia's frontline workers. The Prime Minister announced that public health workers, police officers, and other essential service providers who risk on-the-job exposure stand to benefit from a special government concession package, as NBC Prime News has been reporting.
Our frontline workers have worked incessantly in the fight against the dreaded pandemic. We have heeded the requests of many frontline workers, and as a token of appreciation, government has decided to extend the existing concessions for 1 year for the purchase of motor vehicles.
Relief is also on the way for the reeling public transport sector. COVID-19 control measures have inadvertently deprived minibus operators from earning maximum income. The Prime Minister says his administration is at work to provide income support to minibus drivers to supplement revenue losses.
You understand the economic plight of bar owners, minibus operators, and restaurant owners. The government will seek loan financing to provide the promised income support to minibus operators. We'll also provide some form of income support to licensed bar owners to alleviate the loss of income to themselves and their families.
Rehani Isidore, NBC Prime.
The Grenada government's second economic stimulus package is moving apace, according to Prime Minister Keith Mitchell. The package is expected to benefit a wide cross-section of the population. Dr. Mitchell said in an address to the nation on Tuesday that the most vulnerable in particular are being targeted.
Already, the COVID-19 Economic Support Stimulus Secretariat at the Ministry of Finance has processed more than 1,500 applications with more than 500 approvals up to date. Beneficiaries approved for income support have already started receiving payments from October 1st. Those approved under seal will receive their first payments on October 15th. In addition, 55 small businesses, business loans worth about $600,000 and qualifying under the stimulus package have already been approved to help business owners recover from the impact of the pandemic and to stimulate operational growth and development.
Some Vincentians who have already taken the full dose of the Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine are running into a roadblock. That's because the vaccine is yet to be approved by the World Health Organization. A number of countries, including the United States, are not accepting persons with the vaccine, even if they are recognized as fully vaccinated among CARICOM countries. Medical practitioner and Caribbean Community Secretariat Assistant Secretary General Vincentian Dr. Douglas Slitter considers the matter as unfortunate.
I think it is unfortunate that the Russian authorities seem not to be able to provide the necessary information to the WHO to really get on the way with the approval of this vaccine. I have no doubt that it is a very efficacious and effective vaccine. I have, in fact, when it just came out, I read up on its biologics, and they are very impressive in my opinion, as you know. What I will say is that we are very lucky that we have a choice. And the concern about the use of Sputnik is not an excuse not to be vaccinated. And therefore, I strongly urge, I plead, I beg of my fellow Vincentians, let us try and cut out the partisan politics, which to a large extent is driving this anti-vax.
In Antigua, the court has dismissed an application from the Antigua and Barbuda Public Service Association to challenge the government's vaccine mandate. The matter was heard in court on Monday. Reports indicate that the charge was thrown out on the grounds that the association does not have the authority to put forward the motion given the current state of emergency. Reporting on the case Tuesday, Observer Radio said the association was told that the matter was also heard on the basis that it is not a duly recognized or duly registered body. The union filed a petition for judicial review late September after claiming that the mandatory policy was unreasonable, irrational, and disproportionate. The association also sought a stay of the policy and amendment pending the final determination by the High Court. Association President Joan Peters had this response to the court ruling.
Because of the COVID, we weren't able to have conference for the last 2 years. When we set up a conference for this year, but it didn't come off because just as we were about to have conference, the COVID story started again and they cut down our numbers. And so we weren't able to have conference. And because of that, that caused us not to be duly registered because the finances have to go to the country to be approved. And then we take it to the Labor Department. So it's just a little technical part of it that happened.
In Jamaica, an abusive father has been arrested after a three-hour standoff with the police. For 3 hours, the police were engaged in that standoff to arrest 64-year-old Jester Higgins. Higgins was seen in a video beating his son, who was said to be of unsound mind. Here's CVM News.
His son was seen chained to a grill, naked and crying. Residents were gathered outside Higgins' March Penn home to witness the standoff and shared what they know about the abuse.
Yes, because I realized as I said, really, I get out of hand, I know. And I beat him every day. Every single day I beat him. Don't get this man in here, have a chain on his neck, I beat him again. So we decided to say, no, man. We have to go put a step in street.
Every day, they beat him. He's sick, and the people from health center come to carry him, and his mother make one war.
It's reported that Higgins threw bottles and even human excrement to deter police, which worked. When the police left, residents decided to remove him from his home themselves and attempt to cut his locks. The resistance Higgins put up is standard behavior, according to residents. One resident denounced his behavior.
Him stay every Sunday morning, him put on him brief, social brief, him come out in that people in church. I cuss the people, them, but them mad wicked, and them a vampire, and them a obey work, and all of these things. Him believe in all of them ritual things there. Nobody can walk in that community in peace through him, pass to and fro, none at all. If I cutlass him, I swing off of them, I stone him, I fling off of them. So him is a terrorist in our community. Me, I tell you, him is a terrorist. And we're glad we get to them. I wish I would not trim him down a little lower.
And he rode, and he rushed him with my shit up to this man in the church people. And we, I talked to him, and he beat the yoke with the chain. So we need him to come out of the community.
The police eventually returned to take him into custody. By this time, the residents had exercised their frustration on Higgins. He sat in the bed of the police pickup, bloody and with a little less locks. Janelle Powell, CVM Live.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, October 6th. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.